with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The investigation now is just getting underway into the crash of a small medical flight last night in Philadelphia that left all six people on board dead. Lisa Dwyer has more details.
A small Learjet plane crashed in Philadelphia early Friday evening, about 30 seconds after taking off.
Dead by Marina. And all the dead by units over here to Cotman and the Boulevard and Bustleton. The plane just crashed into the plaza where Macy's at.
The plane's owner, Jet Rescue, provides global air ambulance services. According to FlightAware, the jet was en route to Springfield, Missouri. A doorbell camera shows the plane exploding in a fireball as it hit the ground in a residential neighborhood near a shopping mall and major roadway, setting residential structures ablaze. Officials say there were six people on board the plane. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The NTSB says it plans to release its initial investigation into the deadly mid-air collision near Reagan National Airport in about a month's time. And Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot. Among those weighing in on what might have happened in that tragedy, he says one of the key moments prior to the collision was that late warning from the tower to the Army training crew.
The late call out to the helicopter, do you see the airliner? Because when you merge targets like this, you will get a collision warning on your radar, but because the helicopter is assuming responsibility for visual clearance of the airliner, that relieves the air traffic controller of his responsibility to maintain that clearance.
The National Transportation Safety Board plans to issue its preliminary report on the investigation in about a month's time. Those who are familiar with the complexities of the airspace are weighing in. This is SRN News. A legal victory for a whistleblowing doctor from Texas.
Ethan Haim thought the public ought to know that Texas Children's Hospital in Houston has been carrying out sex change operations on children even after officials there said they had stopped. The doctor leaked documents to journalist Christopher Rufo and was sued by the hospital. A judge has now dismissed the case against him with prejudice, meaning that he cannot be sued again on the same charges. He could have been sentenced to 10 years in jail. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates tried to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone. That's a primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that Ella, that's a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs, and several pro-life states have gone to court seeking new restrictions. This is SRN News. A new nature study from India indicates success in protecting its native tiger population.
India's National Tiger Conservation Authority estimates the country has around 3,600 tigers, around 75% of the global wild tiger population. The study in the journal Science says that some local communities near tiger habitats have also benefited from the rising number because of revenues brought in by ecotourism. The recovery has had other ecological benefits, as the conservation efforts also protect other species like elephants and leopards.
And that is BBC's Anbarasan Natarajan. He says India has doubled its tiger population in a little more than a decade by protecting the big cats from poaching and habitat loss, ensuring they have enough prey, reducing human-wildlife conflict, and increasing communities' living standards near the tiger areas. More of these stories at srnnews.com.